OTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.
It's your boys, welcome to the kicker spot. It's your boys. I'm your host, T'Angelo. T'Angelo. Why did I have visual? I was partying to the break of dawn.
How did I know who recorded the video?
T'Angelo.
OMG.
Yeah, it's kind of sporadic.
So, no. Okay, have a better one. Apparently, I'm egotistical when I talk about myself all the time.
Go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kicker Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.
What it do, y'all, and what's up? This is your boy, T'Angelo, and it is definitely going to go down on my on-air birthday bash. Y'all don't even know how turned up I am today, okay? I have had to hold my composure all day because I knew it was going down. I had to go to work, but my colleagues were mad cool. They did a special thing for me. Big ups to all my HCC peoples. And then I got beautiful phone calls, text messages. I haven't even gotten into all the Facebook messages. So, you guys, we're going to have a blast. I want to just let you all know, thank you so much. Trust me when I say it is, it just humbles my heart. And I just feel so blessed and grateful that you all took the time to give me all the love and all the texts and all that jazz. And tonight, it's going to go down here on my on-air birthday bash, you guys. I am so turned up. I'm gonna try to keep it together, though. Okay? Okay, so let me calm down a little bit. Okay, so first of all, you guys, what I need you guys to do is be aware that T'Angelo.com is a spot you can go visit. If you want to find out more about my shows and know what else is going on, check out T'Angelo.com. I have a super fly show coming up next week with Breaking Point, the cast of Breaking Point, a web series. You can go to T'Angelo.com. Click on the left-hand side, the Kicker Spot tab there, and it'll show you the rest of the shows in the future and what happened last week. Then also, like, one of the most important – uh-oh, I can hear you. No, watch out. Scoot over. Okay, one of the most important things that I need everyone to do for me right now is the T'Angelo Live fan page. Yes, I just got it up not too long ago, and I've been repping for everybody to go like the fan page because I'm supposed to have had a bunch of likes by now, so I just need y'all to get up on that for me. And since you listen anyway, it's only a click away. So, yeah, go ahead and hit that up. Let me see real quick. Let's see. Because right now I wanted to have 100 by Monday, and I'm not quite there yet, but you guys are working it slowly for me. So we are up to – where am I at? Let's see. What did it say? We're up to – it's running slow. Okay, I'm up to 83. I'm up to 83 likes, you guys. So by tonight, can we please get that to 100? I'm about to be up. Matter of fact, I did 125 was supposed to be my max. I was going to clunk out at 100. But you guys, I know it got to be at least 30 people out there who still like me who ain't liked this page yet. I have over 600 friends. I mean, really right now, you guys, I'm about to make some major moves. I got all my supporters out there who was, you know, loving what I'm working towards, and I got more to offer you guys. But the market wants numbers. Y'all got to help me out with these numbers, okay? So, again, that's facebook.com/T'Angelo Live. All right? Also, follow me on Twitter, same thing, Twitter/T'Angelo Live, and I'll get those numbers up, and that's going to be awesome. If you would like to join the email list, you can also go to T'Angelo Live and go to join the list and put your email address there, which will keep you guys abreast on all things T'Angelo Live. And I'm really excited about the email marketing campaigns because we just recently got with a new company who's sending those out, and they just look very professional. Not that the other ones didn't, but I'm loving what they're doing. So I want you guys to all enjoy that as well. And if you haven't noticed, yes, today is August 2nd, and that means it is my birthday. I was born officially at 1:49 a.m., so I am on Earth, and I've been here for a little bit now, 30 years ago. Yes, you heard right. Your boy, T'Angelo, turns a big, dirty 30. Get the 30, big, get the 30. Yes, I haven't even told the whole age of the social media, and it's not that I feel any kind of way about it because I'm doing what I do, and I love it. And I love it. I do. So anyhow, you guys, we will now be just fooling around. We'll be playing all night long. And if you have not had a chance to view my birthday bash commercial / video, right now you have to go to Facebook and go to my Tangelo Live site and check out the video. I had so much fun shooting it, you guys. It was like crazy. It was crazy. I had a blast shooting my the video for that. It was kind of a rush job. Like, I was like, ooh, I'm going to get a crew in. I want to film something. And then they just threw the set together. It was great. Big ups on that project, you guys. And just check it out, though. Leave a comment on the YouTube page. You know, they love the comments. Hit the like button there, too. You just got to, you know, have fun with it. And while we're talking about that video and likes, you guys just understand, you know, I love all the love I'm getting. I really appreciate all of you guys. And if you can just take that moment and hit those likes, or just if you say to yourself, oh, that's kind of cool, if you can just throw that kind of cool comment on there, it really does help more than you guys can imagine, because when you go to your advertisers and you're going to all the celebrities, you want to interview them, that's where they're going to look. They're going to go look and see, well, who's watching T'Angelo? Who's seeing what T'Angelo does? And I have a lot of supporters who tell me they saw my stuff, but they never hit the like button or they never leave a comment or anything. And so to all my loved ones, I love you, but on my business end, really? Like, really right now? You couldn't just click a like? You have a touchscreen phone? What the fuck? Really? My bad. I'm getting carried away. I'm being facetious. Anyhow, you guys, also tonight, you guys, it's all about the listeners, okay? I really want to hear from you. I want to talk it up with you, give you guys time to get online. I'm going to get on the show. So be sure to call in at 718-664-6543. And you guys get the chance to share some of your fondest memories while hanging out with your host, T'Angelo. All right, you guys, so we're going to be just doing what we do, you know, wobble a little bit, drop it, get up there. I said, yeah, I get up there. I'm sure that's not the words to that song, but that's the wobble song that was in that video that I'm so madly in love with. And I'm really filming the video, you guys, with the green backdrop, with the balloons. It came out so much better than I could imagine. And you know what? As a matter of fact, here we go. I'm going to need y'all to hear that song. The one wobble that's in the video, it is so much fun. And we're going to go ahead and get our boogie on to wobble. Okay, you guys, we're going to get our boogie on real quick. And when we return, I'm going to take some phone calls, and we are going to have a funky good old time with some funky good old music. I'm about to go wobbling. Let's get into this. I'm about to work it out. Oh, yeah. Hold up, y'all. It's coming. Hold on. It's coming. Give me 10 seconds. I can get into it. I'm getting into it. I can feel it.
Make a bag, get up. Yeah. Make a bag. way go. It's like you gotta be gifted.
Yeah.
The girl broke cameras and they won't fix it. And they gon' pray for us. He did lay on the bed while I'm saying my scriptures. Cause I leave you holy like you pray in the temple. One beat, I move with the letter of a pencil. And my broke mission, good night kitchen. Take your damn back, cause you got pistols. And now I'm saying, Donnie, pick her up, easy shoes.
Wobble, baby, 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 wobble.
Everybody, this is your boy T. Angelo, and we are here at Chilling at the Kicker Spot. Yes, here on my on-air birthday bash, and it is going very well. Okay, so tonight, you guys, we're going to hang out on the birthday bash, have a good old time. I have a couple of interviews tonight as well. We'll talk to G, a.k.a. the genius of Studio Math, producer and sound engineer. And then also we'll talk with our girl Jamie Aspasia-Sex, the artistic director of Bowen Haynes School of the Arts. So it's going to be mad fun. We got dance, we have music, we got T'Angelo's birthday bash. I'm excited. It's going to be awesome. And make sure you guys give a call in to the radio show here at 714-664-6543. Again, 714-664-6543. And if there's time, we'll do a little bit of talk about the Celebrity Hub. All right, you guys, so let's see. What can we do now?
T'Angelo, ticket spot. Hey, what's up? It's your boy T'Angelo, and you are tuned in to the Kicker Spot. Ticket spot.
Hello there, everybody. What's going on? We are here at the Kicker Spot. Yes, 718-664-6543. And we're going to go ahead and get to the callers. We're going to actually start off with one of our EOTM family members that we have here. Our girl, Sweet Tea, is on the line. What it do, sweetness?
What's up, birthday boy?
How you doing?
I wanted to wish you happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
You're
you know what's
going
to go down, right? You know what's going down.
I already know. I know how you do it. So, you know, I'm listening to you all hyped up already. I still can't get over when you went to New York, how much fun you had. So, your B-Day, I know you're going to do it big. And I just want to show you much love and much respect. And just, you know, show you that I'm thinking of you and happy B-Day.
Well, thank you so much, Sweet Tea, most definitely. And when I do have my next bash, because I don't celebrate my birthday on just one day. It's like at least a four-day or a four-weekend event.
That's
so yeah, I know too many people to just do it once. So, I'm going to have to do another one. So keep an eye out, because I had a wine and jazz party.
You
gotta come through
it. I ain't mad at you because that's how me and my mom used to do a rest in peace. My birthday, December 10th, her was December 11th. We had partied that whole month because, you know, Christmas, then the countdown, all that good stuff. So we partied. So I ain't mad at you. You know, I just don't got my partner no more in crime. But I used to do a bit too.
Well, hey, here we go then. That's cool. You all good. So, no problem. We'll definitely party it up, and it's going to go down in a major way. That's how we do. We rock stars, baby.
Well, you go ahead and enjoy yourself. You deserve
well,
it.
Well, thank you so much, baby. Thank you. I appreciate that. You guys, our girl, Sweet Tea, is EOTM. We're going to keep it rolling. Keep the calls coming through. We have another caller on the... Huh?
As I say around this time, deuces.
Deuces. That's what's up. That's what's up. So we have the next. We're going to have fun, you guys. We're going to have a great time tonight with all of you. So let's see who else we have on the line. I get this. Well, who I got next? Who I got next? Hello, are you there? Caller. Hello there. You are here at the Kicker Spot on Tangela's On Air Birthday Bash. What it do? Uh-oh, said person's in the car with a signal. Hello, did you want to talk on the show? So I have caller 951-230 on the line. Caller, are you there?
Hello?
What's it up, girl? How you doing?
Happy birthday!
Yes, I'm sitting here. I knew it. I'm like, this is my sister. I know it's her. She's in the car driving home.
Yes, I have to tune in, of course, for your big birthday, Dash. I didn't want to miss out.
Oh, that's what's up. I got mad love for you.
You are truly dedicated to continue with your schedule, your regularly scheduled program on your birthday evening.
Well, thank you so much, my little sis. That's what's up. Where's my nephew?
They are all at home.
Oh, okay, all of them. That's what's up. I think my boy, my bestest homie, I think he on the online listening in. I told him to call in. So, that's what's up. Well, thanks again, sis, for hitting me up, and we're going to keep it rolling.
Love you, big
30.
Woo, woo.
I mean, big 30. You right on the corner. You be here in a second. You be here in a second. Right. So, anyway, that's how they be doing it. You guys, we're definitely here chilling on the Kicker Spot. Thanks, sis, for calling. I'll talk with you later, all right? Now, we are here, you guys, chilling at the Kicker Spot on my on-air birthday bath, T'Angelo's birthday party. So don't forget, you guys, head over to the Facebook and like the new fan page for T'Angelo Live. Hit up T'Angelo Live on Twitter and follow the dude, because we are going to get faster and faster as I continue down this road of entertainment, because that's what we do. There's only one way up. Now, really quickly, you guys, know that EOTM yesterday had a surprise when they posted on my Facebook page that I have been dubbed Entrepreneur of the Month. What? Did I read that correctly? I was tripped out and couldn't even find the link and everything. I was so elated. But if you guys want to check out your bros, your homie's name, y'all can go over to I'm sorry, that sucks. Y'all can head over to EOTMblog.com, and y'all scroll down the right-hand side, y'all going to see your boy T'Angelo's name right after Entrepreneur of the Month. I'm telling you, it's going to be bomb. So, yeah, I'm excited, Jess. It's definitely going to be what's up. So you have to continue to just follow your bro, because we're having a blast here. So did y'all like the song Wobble? I think it's awesome. And you might not be aware, but that Wobble song also has a line dance to it. And if you get a chance, y'all can Google, y'all can like YouTube it and find it. Well, maybe I should do my own YouTube video. Maybe I should do the Wobble line dance in a YouTube video. Okay, maybe I will. So if you guys are going to go ahead, if y'all are interested in me doing a line dance Wobble video, I'm going to need y'all to hit me up so y'all can join in. I'm going to need people to be in a video with me. I can't really, you know, do the video by myself. You know, do it with me. So let me know if y'all want to do the Wobble video. Y'all can just hit me up at T'Angelo@TangeloLive.com. That's my email. Or you're always more than welcome just to go over to my Facebook, Twitter, and all the other social medias and, you know, get that. We can definitely go ahead and get that. So next we have our boy G, a.k.a. The Genius. And he is of Studio Math, and they are the ones responsible for all the signature music you hear on the Kicker Spot. Everything from the transitions, any of the sound effects, a lot of the editing. They did the sound actually for my birthday bash video. And what else was it? Oh, most importantly, they did the music, the theme music that you guys hear. I'm in love with it. That's like one of my favorite things. That's the video. I fell in love with the theme music, and I just thought it captured Tangelo Live and the Kicker Spot in essence of me very well. And now, now they're going to be on the show, which I'm super excited for. So, without further ado, I'm going to have to go ahead and get them on the show. Okay, hold on. I'm trying to get some sounds by them here. Let's see here. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and get some music up so I can definitely hear some other stuff that they do. We're going to go ahead and get into that. And we're going to take a quick break. And as we take the break, I'm confused. We're going to take a quick musical break, you guys. And when we return, we will be talking with G, a.k.a. the genius of Studio Math.
My name is Marty Huggins. I'm running for Congress.
Huh? Does this mean we got a campaign?
Push it.
Push it.
Push it. Push it real good.
That little guy's a weirdo. I'm going to smoke that clown.
We're going to be under a lot of media scrutiny. Anybody have anything that they want to share with us?
I went to the petting zoo and I let the goat lick my wee. One time I put a firefly in my butthole.
Why?
To make my farts glow.
Okay.
My opponent, Marty Huggins, works out at Curves.
Where did you get that photo?
Make sure the cameras have film in them.
I feel like Britney Spears at the VMAs.
Oh, shove a throwing star up a Chinese monkey.
We've got some babies. That's my baby to kiss.
He just punched a baby.
The campaign. Is anyone asking how my hand feels after punching that iron-like jaw of that baby?
Yo, what's going on? This is your boy, T'Angelo, and we are chilling here at the place to be, which is the Kicker Spot, with your boy, T'Angelo, at my on-air birthday bash, where it goes down. So you guys, be sure to call in and chat up with your boy here at the Kicker Spot, and the number is 718-664-6543. If you happen to be listening online, you can also go over to the chat rooms where I'm getting some beautiful birthday messages. I see you, Gloria. I see you, Jasmine. And it is going down. And to all my Facebook followers and fans, I see you. I see you there. All right, Joe? So definitely keep it popping. Now, let's keep it going. We have that song we just heard played was I Swear by Studio Math. And now we're going to chat it up with our boy G, a.k.a. the genius, the producer, executive producer, sound engineer, and the owner of Studio Math. What it do, yo, and what's up?
What's going on, T? Happy birthday, man.
Thank you. You're too kind. You're too kind. So what's
going on
with you? Oh, I'm live. I'm T'Angelo live and turned up right now. I am.
That was a big 3-0, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It is and shall be.
Ooh.
Don't do that.
Continue to enjoy my 20s.
Well, I enjoyed them too. And if you do like I did, it's time to transition.
You're a little more out there than I was.
Yeah, because I did them. I did 20. I'm about to let 30s have it, though. See, I did the 20s. I'm about to let the 30s have it. Matter of fact, let's call it Let It Have 30. Let it have the dirty 30. Let it have the dirty 30.
Let it have it.
That's what's up. So let's take a second. We just heard I Swear. Talk to us about this piece. What is this piece about?
To me, the piece is kind of about triumphant feeling. I often make music kind of with a victorious feel behind it, as if I have accomplished something. So then again, when I play it back to a potential client or just playing it back for myself, it always puts me in a certain type of mood. So that's kind of what the piece is about.
And with a piece of music like that, what would you do with it? Is that like a movie score? Is that for an artist? How do we work that music?
It was originally created for an artist with a movie score type sound to it. That's kind of where I got the idea, and that one actually catapulted a whole trend that I kind of stuck with over the years. It just happens to be one of my favorites that I've made. But it was made for an artist.
Okay, I was actually playing that song myself, though. That was cool. I like the melodic, you know, chill. That's like you in a car, can ride in a car with that a little bit and just chillax.
Right, and especially the drum track behind it.
Right, because it's like a nice groove to it. Yeah, I'm feeling that.
Awesome. So let's get into Studio Map. So what is Studio Map exactly?
Studio Map's a grassroots production company. We're mainly focusing on music and mixing, engineering, mastering clients that come in and out, artists that are just starting, you know, don't have a large budget, but, you know, something to work with. And we're kind of trying to dabble into going into post-production, sound design, surround sound mixing, Foley recording, Foley design and editing. And that's pretty much where I'm going, everything media. Hopefully I can get a division where we move to video editing and not just the sound engineering part of it. But, you know, starting at the bottom and we're climbing to the top slowly but surely.
Okay, that's what we do. That's what we do. That's what's up. Okay, so now I like to dabble in all the different arts. You know, I think I got a little sound engineer in me. You know.
And
right.
So when I listen to a piece of music, I'm listening for depth. I'm looking for like some melodic tones. I'm looking for the stuff that's Timberland's really good for putting stuff way in the back. You know, when you listen to a piece of, you know, music or sound or whatever, what approach do you take to it? How does your ear work?
That's a really good question. I often take a certain groove or a melody, and then honestly, I just let it speak for itself, and then everything else just kind of comes together. Unless I'm actually trying to establish a certain mood or a certain feel for a particular project, but when I'm just normally just creating from my own piece or for own peace of mind, I generally start with a nice melody and then let the rest of the music just come as I play and morph the sounds. And I often create the music and mix and master it at the same time. So I often listen to the same melody for like 20 minutes, trying to get it to sound a certain way. And through that chorus, come up with three other melodies that'll sound perfect with it. And then just keep building and building. So the whole depth idea is something that I picked up from Timbaland because I imagine that he has the same process of just building and building, and before you know it, you have something that's far in the background that you started with, and, you know, someone that's actually listening into the depth would discover it, while most would just, you know, take it for the drums and then keep it going.
That's what's up. Okay, and I like that. Like I said, the depth that people don't really always recognize or pay attention to. But that's not cool. Now,
and it's even getting better nowadays, and now that technology is taking it to a whole nother degree. I mean, you can put four or five layers at the very bottom of the sound now, and, you know, depending on the system, be able to hear it.
So speaking of the systems, that's program. What kind of programs are we using here?
I mainly work off of Pro Tools, Pro Tools 10 HD, and Logic and Reason. on the bottom.
Those are the popular ones, right?
I'm sorry?
Those are the popular ones, right?
Yeah. There's a couple other ones that are more popular in Europe, like Ableton. But for America, it's primarily Pro Tools.
Okay. So now, people doing music today, it seems like producers and sound engineers and all that stuff is a dime a dozen. If I don't hear and meet another damn producer, oh, yeah, I produce. Oh, yeah, I got a studio. Oh, yeah, I record. Oh, yeah, I'm an artist. What really? Did you get any type of education or schooling for what you do?
Yes, I did. I attended Video Symphony Post-Production School. It's located in Burbank. I actually graduated this year with Pro Tools certification.
Good. Congratulations. Snap.
I appreciate it. It is best to get an education. I started this back in 2003 and, you know, started making music, started recording, built my own studio at home. And if I hadn't attended the school, I could have bumped my head up a whole lot more. But I got some great techniques from industry professionals. One of my main teachers is a veteran. He used to record with the Beatles in their late years. He was a major engineer for Madonna. So, you know, some great techniques came out of that school, and, you know, it's kind of invaluable to Hollywood nowadays, because if you don't know it, someone else does, and then you're out of a job. So.
Oh, wow. Okay. And so speaking of that studio, is that the same studio we recorded the theme song in?
Yes. That million-dollar studio was was all thanks to that great school.
You got mad at me when I broke something.
That's almost a year ago now that I'm thinking about it.
You got mad that I almost broke something. I kept touching buttons and stuff. There's so many buttons in the studio, you guys. You just want to turn a knob or see a transformer come up or something. There got to be something more to this. You'd be thinking that I was pushing buttons. But that is totally awesome.
And a great product came out of it.
Oh, okay. It did.
Yeah.
I said it did. I'm in love. Now, another thing we want to talk about, we're talking about production here. You guys do production. What does it mean to say you do production? What do you produce?
Everything audio, actually. If you need music, if you need Foley design, if you need sound design, if you want to make a video sound better.
Okay. I'm going to jump in right here. So you guys will know, I'm going to tell you guys a cheat sheet of what Studio Math can do. When I shot the commercial video for the on-air birthday bash and y'all see me boogieing and getting it down, just so you guys know, there is no music playing when I film that. Listeners, I have to let you know there's no music playing. I wanted to play the music, and they were saying, no, you can't play the music. We have to put it in later.
It was going to mess up the recording of the voice. You kind of caught me on a off day. We didn't have everything that we needed at that particular time. We're a little bit more professional in that generally, but to have the music playing would have messed up the audio. We probably would have picked up more air and more room tone. So, you know, I mean, you did a great job with, you know, keeping the rhythm going. So when we added the music later, it wasn't nothing too difficult.
Right, because I usually dance fast forward, so I'm always a little faster than everything. I just what I do sometimes. Oops, my bad. And so then now what we did was called post production, right? Because you did it after we produced it, or maybe I should ask, what is post production? G, are you still with us? G, a.k.a. Studio Math, am I still with us?
Yo, you there? Hello?
D'Angelo.
What'd it do?
Hello?
Hey, G, what's going on?
Sorry about that. I guess I was going through a tunnel.
Oh. I'm like, I thought we were talking. Okay, so I was questioning post-production. Is the work that you did on my piece considered post-production?
Yes, aside from the fact that we shot it, but all the work afterwards was post-production, adding the music, trying to clean up the vocals a little bit. Again, you know, my apologies for not having all the microphones at that time when you called for that video. But Yeah, I'm trying to get that audio to sound as best as possible, putting the music behind it, adding the theme song at the end. All that's done after the actual production, so we call it post-production.
Right, right. Well, that is, that I mean, I'll be bumping. I do. It sits in my soul. It sits in my soul. Now,
like you were saying, we didn't have the music playing in the background, so you did a real good job keeping the rhythm going, even though it was just in your head, so...
So now, what is a common mistake you find with artists when they're making their music today?
Taking for granted actual good equipment. Honestly, I'm a victim of that too. I often thought that, you know, the equipment doesn't matter. It's all about how you mix and put it together. But that is so not the case, especially nowadays where so much great technology and equipment's relatively cheap. So, you know, any person that has the will can put together a great studio in their bedroom and not actually capture what people do in you know, bigger, more expensive studios, but can get somewhere close to where they can be recognized sitting next to those bigger studio productions.
Wow, okay.
But,
and then
other than that, yeah, I mean, just all about technique and drive.
And then lastly, I will ask, as you are still working towards your goals and continuing forward with Studio Math, what is the ultimate goal for Studio Math?
Honestly, I want to just make a great production company where young artists can have a place to go to and create music and not have to go so headstrong into the politics of the music industry. I mean, and production industry, for that matter, the whole concept of it's about who you know and not what you know works for nowadays, but it kind of really puts a hindrance to those creative spirits coming out of school trying to, you know, get to a place where they can provide for themselves doing what they love. I mean, for a teacher, so to speak, a teacher goes to school to teach, and upon acquiring a job, you've acquired a job, but you don't have to go know this person in order to get to that person, to get the job. So.
Right. Well, that's awesome. Well, you guys, we are sitting here talking with G, a.k.a. the genius of Studio Math, and they do sound engineering and mastering and production, post-production. And if you need more details, want to find out more about Studio Math, you can go to
www.studiomath.com. Yes, sir.
Studiomath.com. And you can definitely check them out there and get all the juicy details. And if they want to just give you a call directly, G, is there some place they can go to do so?
Yeah, you can email me at studiomath@gmail.com. Also, gakathegenius@gmail.com. And honestly, you can give me a call on my cell phone, 909-731-4188. Always open, always willing to work.
Always open, always willing to work. I like that. And also, G, you were also in correspondence with my girl Carla, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she just hit me up on the chat room, was just letting you know that she will be calling you. She ain't forgot for future projects.
It's no problem. I know she's busy. It's no problem at all.
Yeah, because if you watch her, you Carla be on the road. She's definitely an entrepreneur on the move.
I know it.
Go ahead and give a shout out to my girl Carla. Go ahead, I don't mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Carla. You get give me a call.
She's sexy, ain't she?
Yeah, indeed.
Good answer.
You hesitated.
I said she's sexy and you hesitated. Don't let that happen again.
Oh, I'm trying to keep her professional. You're taking me out of my zone. when we were doing that last minute birthday shoot, you were looking at our pictures on Facebook, and a couple of them were like, "Oh, okay."
Mm-hmm. That's how she was doing. That's how cheeky bra was out.
With the blonde hair.
Oh, all right. They watching you, Carla. They see you, girl. All right. Well, G, I gotta get you going and keep this party going. But thank you so much for stopping by. And you guys definitely hit up Studio Math at studiomath.com, or feel free to give your boy G a call at 909-731-4188. Again, that's 909-731-4188. I don't know why I'm stuck. 4188, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it. Okay. I don't want to slip up. I hate when I slip up. I'll be feeling horrible. But all right, well, G, thank you for stopping by. And what's your last word for the people listening?
Dirty 30s, get them in.
That's what's up, you guys. We'll be right back.
Hey, you guys, have you seen the kicker spot? I mean, I'm trying to find a kicker spot. I can't get in? What do you mean I can't get in? I'm T'Angelo. I'm the host.
The kicker spot. The kicker spot. When you are looking for the latest, the freshest, and the biggest stories in Hollywood, EOTM Blog is a site to visit. But there's also a clip of me on the red carpet when I call one to tell you the wrong name. Ooh, yeah. The kicker spot, kicker spot, kicker spot, kicker spot. The kicker spot, kicker spot, kicker spot, kicker spot. If you know who you are, my bad. It was my birth. Sorry. The kicker spot, 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 the kicker spot. What's going on? This is your boy T'Angelo, and you are chilling at the kicker spot.
Yo, y'all, what's up? This is your boy T'Angelo, and we are definitely here at my on-air birthday bash. We just talked with our boy G, aka the genius of Studio Math, and he's letting us know all about sound and production. So definitely hit up Studio Math at studiomath.com. We will shortly be talking to our girl Jamie Aspasia Sachs, who I'm super excited to speak to. But before we do, there is the most important woman in my life is on the phone right now. So let me go ahead and introduce you guys not the first time, but for those who are listening, for the first time, my only, my beautiful, and the illustrious, the gorgeous, and simply so kind, Gloria, my mommy. Hey,
hi,
how are you?
Happy birthday! Yeah, boy.
I know, right?
Yes, it's your birthday. It's your birthday. That's
uh-oh.
Right. That's right.
Uh-oh.
It's your birthday. Go, T. Go, T.
It's your birthday. We're going to party like it's your birthday. We're going to sip a cardi like it's your birthday.
Woo, woo.
And you know
party
we don't
over here.
Like
party over there. Woo. Okay, I'm tired. So
oh,
how
oh
you
my
doing?
Goodness. I am doing amazing, Mother. How are you doing?
I'm excited. I'm so proud of you. I'm so excited. How awesome is it? You have been named, nominated, voted on, however you got there.
I was
entrepreneur of the month? Really?
Did you hear it when I said it? Did you hear it when I said it?
Sweet. Oh, by
right.
the way, that character, what's his name? G, the genius person. Who was that?
G, a.k.a. the genius, is a mad cool cat, you know, kind of, he's been in L.A. for a little bit now, doing his thug fizzle, and, you know, we started working together. He thinks I was weird and quirky, but I think he also loved the professionalism and the fact that I had a vision, and I loved working with him because he could see my vision and make it work. And, yeah, his stuff is great. He has a great, and I've been checking him on the show for a while now. They do great business. They do great stuff. And most importantly, they're professional. And that's what I need is I need people because I'm going to come in there with a half. I got maybe, tell me it's going to take 4 hours. Then that's all I'm allotting you is 4 hours, and I have to go. And
mm-hmm,
so in
right.
that time, like with the theme music, I told him the concept. He shot me the track. I did the concept, recorded it. I did not hear the final piece until it was done. And
uh-huh.
it was what you hear today. What you hear today was the final. I don't think it was one problem. He forgot one thing, which was to put my name on it. But when I got it back, I was like, how come it doesn't say that Chahelle T'Angelo? He's like, oh, dang it.
Too funny.
Other than that, it was great. Other than that, it was great. So they're amazing.
I like that. Now is this the company that did your commercial?
They did the sound. They didn't do the commercial itself. The production of it was done by someone else. But like I said, the music was not not played in the room with me. And
uh-huh.
so they added the music and bumped up my vocals.
Okay. I
so
like it. I love
production.
It. I
love
it.
Commercial.
It was sweet.
That was fun. It came out way better than I could have imagined. That was thrown together, too. Sunday night,
oh,
I was
wow.
like, Sunday night, I was like, I want to do a commercial. I want to do a commercial. And then Monday, we shot it, and then Monday night, we were editing it, and I don't know if you saw my Facebook page. I hope not, because I was cussing folks. I was cussing.
Yes,
my words.
I saw. Yes, you were.
Yeah, but
I
was mad. It was worth it, though. It was worth it. It got erased.
Yeah, so. Yeah, you would definitely be upset. That's the only time you really get like that is when you're really like, okay, they done pushed you a little bit too far.
I was good and over it, but yeah. So it's live and turned up. But mom, for my birthday, I'm coming home, girl. I ditched Jamaica for you.
Oh, I feel so special and so honored. You're so, you know what? You couldn't ask for a better son. If any moms are out there, just know. I know you think your son is all that, but trust me, he don't touch mine. There is no candle, no pole. You know, it's kind of like in case anybody, you know, really want to get a concept of what I'm saying. Okay, take this. I'm going to get real scientific on you. We all are aware of our solar system and our space, right? We're, you know, our cul-de-sac of space. Okay, check this out.
Okay.
The Milky Way, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, everybody know about the Milky Way. Check this out. And I'm just grabbing because I can't remember the exact numbers. But, okay, the base of that, okay, keep the Milky Way, okay, put that in the back just for a minute, okay?
Don't get too deep now. Hold on. Go ahead. I'm ready.
Okay, check this out. Check this out.
I'm already at the Milky Way. I'm kind of far out.
Okay. It takes light, or light travels 186,000 miles per second, okay?
Okay, okay.
Okay, 5.88 trillion miles equals one light year, right?
If you say so. See,
follow
right
me,
there?
Follow me, stay with me, stay with me, stay with me. I'm a blessing.
You went intellectual.
I'm a blessing. I'm a blessing. Stay with me.
Oh.
So now, the Milky Way, if 5.88 trillion miles is one light year away, you got to multiply that by some big numbers to get to the Milky Way. That's
okay.
How far anybody else's son would have to travel to top my baby. That's what I'm trying to say. That's what I'm trying to say.
You mother, you were too, you were way too kind. I'm sure it's somewhere between there and here. Hello?
No. I'm telling you, I am truly blessed. The word says they will rise up and call her blessed. I know because people see me and don't know who I am, but they'll say, Do you know Tianzo? Hello?
Yeah, I mean, I'm listening.
I was like, okay, did I get dropped? I'm okay. Did I get dropped? And it's like, you know, and I'm real protective of my children because, you know, we live in crazy times. So I don't just give out no information. So I know who I'm giving it to. I might know him. Who are you? Oh, because we went to school. Oh, okay, well, then, yeah, that's my baby. Why? What's up? Because you look just like you. You look just like him. Oh, wow. Okay. I'll probably have to tell him that. But they always have such wonderful things to say about you. And that's been all your life when you used to travel with different organizations and go all over the place. And they had nothing but good things to say about you. So, yes, I'm very blessed with all of my children.
Thank
you
again, Mommy.
So I just thought I'd put that out there.
I love you so much. I appreciate you. I'm going to have to run. I get some more calls going on. But I'll definitely see you tomorrow.
Oh, we waiting on you, baby. We waiting on you. I'm cooking.
All right.
I'm cooking. I'm throwing down
some good old
Southern fried chicken and some good old spaghetti, some garlic. Oh, yeah, we got it going on. I can't tell you the whole menu.
All right, then. Now, I'm loving it. Well, super
yes,
cool.
Baby.
I love you.
I love
hey,
you
guys.
More, sweetie.
Bye. We are here at the Kickers Watch tonight at my on-air birthday bash. And we were definitely – oh, dang it, my homeboy, the homie Mr. Real was there, but he just dropped the line. But nonetheless, we are here at the Kicker Spot chilling on air, and we need you to go to the Tiangelo Live fan page and just like the fan page. You guys get your likes in there so I can get to 100 before night is out. I would really love that. Yeah, that was great. That was awesome. Mother is bomb. I love her. But she's funny with these light years. I was like, hey, you're traveling a little far out there for me. Well, I'm getting lost in it. But no, she's great. I got it. I'm not that blonde. All right, you guys. So we are definitely showing here at the Kicker Spot. I am, like, I'm having so much fun. I'm just, like, trying to keep it all together. I'm trying to keep it all together. But let me see here. Okay, I got my boy, Mr. Michael Real, on the line, so we're going to see what's up with him. Michael Real is a major supporter of the Kicker Spot, and he's actually been on this show once before. And let's go ahead and talk to our boy, Michael Real. Mike, how is it doing? No, wait, I think I got Wifey on the phone. Is this Wifey? Hey, what'd it do?
Happy birthday.
I know, right? I know you've been trying to call for a minute. I heard you were trying to call.
I've been trying to call since, like, 7 o'clock.
I'm popular. I can't help it.
I'm sorry. I know. I know. I have to share you today. I don't like it, but I will.
Good looking
well,
out.
Well, today. Today only.
Okay. So you can sing my song. I'm ready for you to sing now. Go ahead. I'll do a little beat.
Uh-huh. You still waiting?
Okay, yes, I'm going to tell
you.
I'm ready. What's going on? I've digressed.
Thank you. That's your best bet. That is your best bet.
See how they do me, y'all. See how they do me. So I forgot to ask everybody else. I forgot to ask them, but I have to ask you real quick. What is one of your most fondest memories of us together?
Wow.
I know.
We've had a lot.
I know.
We've
right.
had a lot. From Omega Fest.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that.
To you turning off the lights, driving down the street, which, by the way,
that.
Is unsafe, and nobody should ever try that. Yes. I want them following your bad habits, okay?
It's a rush. I don't take drugs. I got to do something for my high.
I would say one of our funniest moments was the day we bought tickets to the Hearts and Flowers Ball.
Oh, good one. Good one.
And that couple that was living in the trailer when we were buying the tickets at got into a big fight. And he started talking
that.
To us. He started talking to us. And you left me with that crazy man because you decided you were going to walk away and start talking to yourself about how other people are crazy.
Yeah.
I think that might have been. And remember, we got there really early, like 5 hours early, and we were just sitting in the car.
Cause we just knew it was going to be a long line.
We
just knew it was going to be a long line.
We just knew it was going to be a long line. We just knew it.
That's hilarious. Well, that is an awesome memory. I do enjoy those. I do enjoy those. Well, Mara, I'm going to say thank you, babe, for calling, checking out the Kicker Spot and all the birthday love. I truly appreciate it.
Well, you know, I love you, and I'll see you this weekend.
You sure will. Until then, I'll give you a call a little later because I got to figure out about the San Diego trip and if we're going.
Ooh, I should have, ooh.
Right, so that's why I said it. Go ahead. Right, you go do that. You go do that, and I'll talk to you soon.
I knew I forgot to do something today.
Uh-huh. I'll talk with you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye. You guys, I'm having a blast here on my on-air birthday bash. You guys are amazing and awesome. I'm loving the love and support. But we are now gearing up to talk to our girl, Jamie Aspasia-Sex, the artistic director of Bowen Haynes School of the Arts. Yes, you guys, this is real! So we are going to, please head over to the T.I.O. Fly fan page.
What's going
Just
on? This
play.
Is your boy, T'Angelo, and you are chilling at the Kickin' Spot. T'Angelo.
Hey, you guys, what's going on? This is your boy, T'Angelo, and we are chilling at the Kicker Spot. I had to go ahead and put on my deep groan and sexy right now as I bring my girl, Jamie Aspasia-Sax, to the show. Y'all go ahead and welcome this fine, sexy lady as she come chill at the Kicker Spot. Yo, ma, what's up?
Hello, Mr. T. How are you doing?
Oh, now that I got you in the room, baby, I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm so excited to be on your show. It is your birthday. Oh, my gosh. You're 21 now. What are you going to do?
I'm celebrating the 9th year anniversary of my 21st birthday.
Oh, yeah. Dear. I stopped doing anniversaries a long time ago. But I love it anyways.
I can't do this thing no more. Okay. Oh, they gave me up! No, I am great. I'm turned up. I'm living it. I'm loving it. I'm enjoying the ride. Like, what?
Happy birthday. I love you so much. I'm so excited to be on your show for your birthday. I feel all special and stuff.
Yeah, and I'm so happy
I'll be on good behavior since we're on, like, live radio. So I'll be pleasant.
We are very much live and archived, okay?
yes, most definitely.
I'm so happy
I promise
you were
to be
able
good behavior.
I was so happy you were able to accept the invitation. I was like, I hope she's able to accept this date because I wanted to have you on the show. And I was like, oh, I want to have someone, you know, that I'm really close to on my radio show for the birthday bash. And I was thinking, what if I invite her? And she's like, oh, yeah, I'll be in Germany teaching the ballet or something.
I'll be in Germany. That's so random.
Right, it was. But, hey, you know. You're random.
Well,
you are.
It's a possibility. It's a possibility. You never know.
Exactly. Speaking of possibilities in Germany, so what's this whole traveling ballet company featuring dancers of the Inland Empire Contemporary Ballet? What's all that about?
Well, it all started because there's so much talent in the Inland Empire, and everybody's always, oh, my God, New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco. And, yes, they have wonderful and fierce, talented principal dancers, but nobody ever pays attention to where, yeah, it's like, okay, they're good and all, but where did they get their training from?
Right.
And about 75% of all the principal dancers are from the Inland Empire.
Really?
And a lot of people don't know that. So I created a ballet company, and I held auditions, and I just left it open for anybody who's in the Inland Empire to come out, audition, and we have a 25-member company featuring males, females. We even have a youth division, and we have people from all over the Inland Empire from some of the top dance studios and putting it together, and we have a lot of different shows that we have coming up, and we're preparing with Coppelia, which is a wonderful ballet, so we're excited.
Right. Now, one thing, I'm going to back up a step here, because what's allowing you guys to do all these new things with, you know, the 25-people company is the new facility that you recently consumed and
moved into. Yes, we're in a location in Grand Terrace, and we only had 2,000 square feet. And now we are in the city of Riverside. We have 6,000 square feet. We have
6,000, like four times.
6,000.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we have three dance studios, two restrooms. We have an actual costume shop and huge lobby and really are getting it together, and it was a wonderful opportunity. So, yes, we moved over to there, and we're very happy and getting it all situated, and we cannot wait for our premiere with Coppelia.
Right.
And a couple of other things that are still under wraps. I'm not going to say anything about those. That means I have to come back on your show.
That's perfect. You know, all you have to do is call me, and I'm more than happy to have you. So,
yay!
So with all this newness on the new show, new location, new companies, where does T'Angelo fit in? I need to come. You know, matter of fact, I'm going to come out there, like, this weekend.
I would love it if you came out on Sunday, because that's when we have our rehearsals for our company. I will prepare the dancers and let them know that Mr. T'Angelo will be stopping by. So I don't know if I can honestly prepare them enough for you, but I think they'll be all right.
They'll probably be perfectly fine. I have to find something fabuloso to wear just for you.
Exactly. We have to roll out the purple carpet because red is last season.
and oh, my goodness, what time?
We will be there from 1 until 5 having rehearsals. And actually, we invite anybody to stop by. If you want to see some amazing dancers and some fierceness going on in the Inland Empire, come on down. I actually have two dancers that are out right now. One is at the Joffrey Ballet for their summer intensive, and I have another one who is at the Alonzo King's Lines Ballet. For his summer intensive in San Francisco. So they'll be back in about maybe a week and a half, and and we'll have our full company. So, yeah, we're doing pretty big things here. And
that's awesome. You guys, we are currently here at the Kicker Spot, chilling it with our girl, Jamie Aphasia Sachs of Bowen Haynes School of the Arts. And if y'all would like more details.
And the Inland Empire Contemporary Ballet, don't forget
and
that.
Do not forget the Inland Empire Contemporary Ballet. And I want you guys to head over to danceie.com. That's dance, as in IE for Inland Empire, .com. I can check out all things dance with Bowen Haynes and the contemporary. What was that word? I got to slow down with that one. The contemporary
it's
ballet
okay.
company.
You must have taken a little trip to the Milky Way.
I'm just so live and turned up right now that I'm having to calm down. That's really what it is. But you mentioned the Capella. That also, that show, you guys, is coming up on October 13th. So if you're going to be in the Inland Empire or you want to make your way to the Inland Empire, just go ahead and make it during the weekend of October 13th so you check out the show.
Yes, now, please, please, please.
Yeah, definitely. So one of the shows I'm involved with or I'm most involved with is other show that you do here annually, which is Dancing for a Cure.
Dancing for a Cure, that's going to be October 13th, and the Inland Empire Contemporary Ballet, they're going to be performing Coppelia during the second act of the show, so we're combining it. Our first production was Firebird, which was last October, and now that we're an official company, this is kind of like our world premiere, and it's going to be Coppelia, and it's going to be amazing, out of this world. I'm so stoked about it. My dancers are so amazing, and just the talent is what is just astonishing to me. I have some really strong dancers that have come on. So
that's awesome,
yay.
And I think it's also, I mean, it's also pretty great that you know you've continued to do so well with Dancing for a Cure. You know, I'm a major supporter of that event, and my grandmother actually is a breast cancer survivor. Funny enough, two times strong. When I was younger, she had it, and they managed to get past it and so forth. But with, I think last year maybe, at the end of last year, middle of this, you know, earlier this year, they actually found the cancer in her breast once again, and she had to go in for like two different surgeries in like, I think, a 30-day period. And my grandmother was 74 years old, so it was a very difficult process. But Granny is still riding strong.
Exactly. Well, I hope that you get tested because the
Do what? I got my STDs. I got those tested. My STDs. I got those.
No. Seriously, breast cancer in men is actually on the rise. Men have breasts, and it's
they
on
have
the
what?
Rise. They have breasts.
Yeah,
you guys
don't like to call them
breasts, but hey.
No,
you
I have pecs.
You have pecs.
I'm working on them. I was in the gym working on them. They're not there yet. I'm still kind of bird chested, but I'm working on getting
Well, you
a
could
nice...
possibly carry the. There's a link that they found. You need to do genetic testing to see if you have it. They actually found out that the breast cancer gene is carried through men. So since you have such a close relation to it with your maternal grandmother, you might want to check into that because you could be a carrier or you could even have it later in life. So just a little quick little heads up.
I think that women did this just put men down.
Oh, my Lord. I'm so over you right now.
So let's get back to these shows. Okay, so now I think your youngest child is about, what, 2 years old?
She's a 2.5-year-old terror. She just left out of here wearing high heels, gloves, and a hat. She's already fabulous. We're not worried about her in the least bit.
You almost had her on stage, so she didn't have a choice but be fabulous. You guys
exactly.
have to hear about that story later.
Oh, my Lord.
Have to hear about that story later, how she almost had the baby while the show was in production. She just couldn't let the show be the best part of the show. She had to go ahead and have a baby. But I'm hearing that she is making her debut in the show.
Yes, of course she has to be in the show. She's actually, her first show that she did was, I believe she was only 8 months old, 8 or 9 months old, and she was asleep the whole time. But now she's up and she's mobile, and she will be walking around and she will be performing. That's what I'm hoping. In all honesty, she probably will just go out there and say hello and wave and steal the show because she is absolutely adorable. And her new catchphrase, I taught her something that's going to bring a tear to your eye. She walks up to her father and she says, Daddy, charge it.
Yes.
The tears are beginning
Daddy,
to flow.
Charge it.
Charge it. Yes, it's so fabulous. So that's her. And her name is Langston. Miss Langston will be making her debut, Miss Langston Sachs. She will be joining us on the stage for Cordelia. And that in itself should be quite entertaining. It is a professional production, but she's too fab. She needs to be on stage as well.
You're hilarious. So now when it comes to Bowen Haynes and all these three dance studios, what all classes do you guys offer? If I'm in the area, I'm thinking about coming over there. What kind of classes?
Well, we offer ballet, tap, jazz, hip-hop, ballroom, salsa, swing, contemporary, modern, even lyrical. Not too big of a fan of lyrical, but our lyrical actually is quite amazing. That's why I added it, because our instructor is just obscenely ridiculously fierce. So
now, one thing I personally tend to run into, with me having a dance background, people are like, "Oh, see, I love to dance, but I cannot do what you do. I know you're just too much." For a person, who's just trying to maybe do a little dance class, but just cardio, for a little bit of movement, is this a place they should come? Or are you guys really only into like prima ballerina, that's really trying to work into the career of it? Where do you guys focus? Use it.
Well, our focus is a pre through professional dance studio, yes. However, we are open to those who want to just make it a habit and learn to dance. We'll never turn anybody down. We have quite a few with our adult classes. We have adult ballet classes as well, and we even have Pilates, private lessons, and yoga. And starting in September, we have the former heavyweight champion of the world, Mike Weaver. He's going to be running a boxing fitness camp. It's a boxing fitness boot camp. So he's going to be starting that in September, and we actually already have a waiting list. It's been a lot of buzz on that, and we're going to be doing a lot of press and publicity on that soon. So,
a lot going on there at the new studio.
It is a whole bunch going on at the new studio. It's very tiring, but it's also very exciting, and I'm having the time of my life. It's quite enjoyable, and I hope everybody there is happy. I've been getting new students and a lot of inquiries, and I don't know. So it's kind of like I'm living my dream. It's almost surreal, but, hey.
Awesome. So
yes, and how are you a part of this? Well, you tell me. How are you a part of it? You're Mr. Tiangelo. You can be a part of anything that you would like to be.
Well, let me get my calendar up so you can just book me a date for Tisha's master class. We've been talking about for the last 2 years. And I know it's more my fault than yours. I can accept that.
Exactly. I'm like, don't blame that on me, Captain Busy.
Oh, my goodness. But, no, I won't be too busy. And shut up. We'll clean. Okay, because I have on my agenda today for us to book the date right now. We're supposed to book the date at this exact moment. But listen to all your beautiful stories. I've overridden my time. I'm late, as usual, with my interviews. But it's fine.
Oh, well, but you know what? You're making a fabulous exit, and, hey, it's all good.
You're fabuloso. You're fabuloso.
Thank you.
So,
I'm going
to
go now, and I'm going to enjoy a glass of champagne in the Olympics. It was absolutely lovely chatting with you, and I will make sure to say
definitely.
A toast for your birthday, my love.
Well, thank you. And if the listeners are interested in becoming a part of the studio, how should they go about that?
They should visit www.danceie.com, and we have all of the information, scheduling, phone numbers, so on and so forth, everything. Like us on Facebook, all of that information is on there. Just, we're here to stay. We're not going anywhere. We're just going to get bigger and better. So if I were you, I'd jump on board before we get a little too big.
Not going to get too big. I love it.
Well, good night and happy birthday. Thank you so much for having me in your lovely home, as I like to call it, since you're always there.
I am. But, no, you're so welcome. You're more than welcome to attend anytime. And as your shows come up, listen, do just feel free to give us a call here at the Kicker Spot and just make us aware. You don't always have to make an appointment. If you just call in, I'm more than happy to take you and have you on this show, okay?
Well, thank you. And, again, happy birthday. And before I go, I would like to say hello and thank you for listening to one of my newest students. I'm very proud of her, Miss Melissa. I hope that you're still listening, and you did fabulous tonight in class. I can't wait to see you on stage.
And there you have it. Until next time, Jamie, it's been awesome. You guys continue to stick around as we finish hanging out here at my on-air birthday bash, and do swing by the Tangela Live fan page and definitely like the fan page. All right, you guys, we're going to chill out and listen to one of my favorite jams, actually, from Nicki Minaj called Moment for Life. Why? Because I definitely want to have this moment for life.
I fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call a shot, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment, I bring, put it on everything. That I will retire with the ring, and I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap for the heavyweight champ, me. But I couldn't do it all alone. We, Young Money raised me, grew up out in Paisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy. Cause I'm still hood, Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't faze me. Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Best believe that when we done, this moment will be syndicated. I don't know, this night just remind me of everything they deprived me of. Put your drinks up, it's a celebration every time we link up. We done did everything they could think of. Greatness is what we wanna bring up.
That I could have this moment for life, for life, for life. In this moment,
drop down to your knees. Young Money, the mafia, that's where the love sees. I'm in the Dominican, Big Papi Ortiz, doing target practice, all these bitches just aiming to please. Shout out to the CEO, 500 degrees. Shout out to the OVO, Red Wings and Fatigues. Ah, niggas wanna be friends, how coincidental. This supposed to be all year, we ain't get the memo. A young king, pay me a gold. 40 got a bunch of weed, he ain't even roll. These niggas be dropping cones, they ain't even cold. Weezy on top and that nigga ain't even home yet. Yeah, be very afraid. These other rappers getting bodied and carried away. Fuck it, me and Nicki, nigga, getting married today. And now you bitches that be hating can catch a bouquet. Ooh, yeah, you a star in my eyes. You and all them white girls, party of five. Are we drinking a little more? I can hardly decide. I can't believe we really made it, I'm partly surprised. I swear, damn, this one for the books, man. I swear this shit is as fun as it looks, man. I'm really trying to make it more than what it is. Cause everybody dies, but not everybody lives.
Have this moment for life, for life, for life. In this moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life, for life, for life. This is my moment. I have become alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life, for life, for life.
for life. Cause in this moment I just feel so alive. Alive, alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life.
That's what's up, you guys. It's your boy, T'Angelo here, and we are chilling at the Kicker Spot with my on-air birthday bash going down. Excuse me. You guys, we are having so much fun, and if you want to call in and give a shout-out, be sure to hit me up at 718-664-6543. So now we're going to take a cool minute because my girl Carla has hit the scene. We're going to see what's going on with her and her world. Yo, Carla B, what it do, ma?
Hey, what's up? Happy birthday, T'Angelo. Can you hear me?
It's loud and clear.
I am so nervous to be on air with you today, and I guess it's because I don't have my Patron shot handy.
Oh, my. Do you always have a Patron shot?
No. Happy birthday, and I didn't know that you were turning 30 today. I did not know that. You're, oh, my God, I'm like 10 years older than you, but we're not going to get into that. Is it? I'm like, because it's always about me, and I'm sorry.
Well, I'm used to it being always about me, so don't worry, I can share.
All right, so I just have, I actually created something for you, and I know it might sound crazy and everything, but I don't care, because this is how much I really appreciate all you do for EOTM, and then, you know, everything that you do as a friend as well. So I want to wish you a happy, happy 30th birthday, Queen Latifah style.
Okay.
Bump that track. Yeah, it's coming. It's coming.
Uh-oh.
Can you hear T?
Yep.
Oh. Yeah, it's coming. I'm getting ready. I'm getting into it. Yeah. I'm working it out. Here it is right here.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. It's all about T tonight, y'all. T's journey. Yeah.
His life's journey.
Instinct leads me to another foe. Every time I hear T on the show, I'm ready to foe. Yeah. This sister ain't slow. I know it's your birthday. Yo, T, I do know that. Okay, here it is right here. And it only happens once each year. Put the tray and pack your gear. Your destination seems unknown as you sit there all alone. Something eternal in a rust, just like a toilet, we usually flush, constantly staring at the clock. Are you waiting for your flock? Save you the moment, don't wait for the end. Nobody knows if you may extend. Journey divided into equal parts. Today is another, we'll add to the chart. Your train has left from town of birth, hopefully located on planet Earth. The next stop might seem the same. It's just revealed when you came. Yeah, yeah. Happy birthday, T, from the girl. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you hear me? My face hurts. Yeah. Oh, I'm so big. My face hurts. Oh, yeah. Oh, oh. Let it play. Oh, let it play. I shouldn't have left you without a dope beat. Step two.
Yeah. 2 minutes of fun with Carla B, but seriously, I know that was funny and all that good stuff. And I added some more stuff to it, but I don't want to get long-winded and stuff because, you know, I couldn't really breathe as I was trying to.
No, you're awesome.
Have a great birthday, and I will see you soon. I love everything that you're doing. You're just such an inspiration to even me, and I'm 10 years older than you, so you can always learn it. I'm kind of learning from everybody around me, and I appreciate you.
And most definitely, also, let me also say thank you to whoever's on the board who nominated and then appointed me as Entrepreneur of the Month. Like, I need a T-shirt made. I have to get a T-shirt made.
We will be mailing it to you, definitely. We'll make it for you. Don't even trip.
That is so freaking awesome.
I'm great, Tiangelo, and I'm just happy just to be able to be on air with you anytime because you're just so great. You're so, so great on air, and I just cannot wait till you're walking across the Academy Award stage and getting an Oscar because I see it in your future. So peace out. I'm out of here.
That's what's she said it, so let it be said, so let it be written, and so let it be done. Oh, you guys, I'm so overwhelmed right now. Like, I'm trying to put all this together. My face hurts from that last one. That was what's up. My girl Carla V just graced me with a nice little picky, what? I'm going to have to go back and play this, you guys. I'm still going to get the snippet of that and put it on my phone. I really am. No, right, I got it. No, shut up. I know, right? You're funny. When she mentioned the part about the clock, you guys, she was saying how funny it was. I looked up at the clock like, oh, really? Like, I was really deep right there. Gosh. Okay. Well, you guys, this has been another awesome and amazing show. This is so much fun. This is why I had to have an on-air birthday bash, because you know, this is where it goes down. I mean, on my show all the time, so I figured I might as well find out, you know, like what the callers want to do, what the callers want to say. And you guys definitely have to hit up the Facebook, the Tiangelo Live fan page, and make it juicy. We're all talking about the Celebrity Hub stuff, but none of this stuff seems as interesting as my birthday right now. Okay, I have 9 minutes. You guys, can we run the Celebrity Hub intro real quick, and then I'll do, like, two quick stories that are interesting to me, though.
Ooh, the Celebrity Hub is next. Shh. Be quiet. It might be juicy.
The Kick It Spot Celebrity Hub is brought to you by EOTMBlogs.com. When you're looking for the latest, the freshest, and the biggest stories in Hollywood, EOTMBlogs, yes, I said it, EOTMBlogs.com is the site to visit.
Shh. I said be quiet. It's coming on. Get off my foot.
Hey, you guys, what's going on? It's your boy, Tiangelo, and we are currently inside of the Celebrity Hub. Yes, and it is here, the Celebrity Hub, we find out about things going on in the world of Hollywood. And, of course, there's a slew of things going on, and not even just Hollywood, but the world of entertainment or just trending. You have the Olympics going on, and EOTM blog will tell you all about that. Gabrielle Douglas, you know, as the Dominican continues to, you know, take the wins and the golds. South Africa had their first claim, their first rowing gold medal there. And it's a lot of great stuff going on. One story I thought was interesting that you guys can read there, I haven't personally finished it yet, but they discussed how a girl, Janet Jackson, didn't slap Paris Jackson in the face after all. And if you guys have been following this whole family, the Jackson family scandal, that's one thing you can hear about. excuse me. That last choking thing I had kind of stuck with me. But, I talked, I think last week it was, about what Chris Brown's thought was as far as the Jackson family keeping their business to themselves. And I also expressed my feelings, you know, how I kind of agree with him. But it says Janet Jackson wasn't a nasty girl after all. The control singer kept her composure and didn't slap Paris Jackson during a tense confrontation at the Jackson family home last week, despite an earlier report to the – it was actually reported differently. Celebrity website TMZ mistakenly reported that, you know, she had done that when Janet Jackson was like 46 and the kid was like 14 years old. But they said some anonymous source said that she slapped the kid. Now, let's just do it with the slap. There's a whole bunch more story on this, okay, from what they told, what they said, what they did. I don't want to go that far. I wanted to simply talk about the slap. Who the fuck can- Sorry. Okay, my bad. Got carried away. Can't say that word. Hold on. How should I say this? Who really cares? Okay, now, are they talking about Janet Jackson slapped a kid? If my niece or nephew get out of line, best believe they're going to catch one. They let these kids, the people in the society of America today, let these kids run wild, run ragged, do whatever they want to. But best believe, ask my, I'm going to have one of my nieces or nephews call the show and ask them, have I ever had to put hands on them? The answer is going to be no, because I put the fear of death in them already. I don't have to. But best believe, if I have to punch out my nephew, the 14, 13 years old, the 13 14-year-old. He about to go to high school, so he be feeling too fresh and too clean. I'm sorry, you guys. I believe in beating the kids out of the head sometimes. That's how I was raised. And look, I'm being all right. I mean, a little brain damage occasionally, you know what I'm saying, a couple of CAT scans and stuff, but it wasn't nothing that the doctors couldn't put back together. So, yeah, I don't exactly see a problem with it. Everyone wants to be, she slapped the kids. Let's find out what the kid did to get slapped. How about that? If parents decide to get up there and get too grown, get all in my face, I'm going to do the best I can not to fire that child. And you'll think three times before you come to me again. Matter of fact, the next time you dream about coming to me again, you're going to wake up, come to my room, and I'm not... I want to apologize. What you apologizing for? It's 3 o'clock in the morning. I had dreamt about talking back to you. Oh, your apology is accepted. Don't let it happen again. Yeah. Yeah, no, don't be doing all that. Don't be doing all that. And if you guys happen to go to EOTMblog.com and check out this Janet Jackson story, I just noticed it has the Entrepreneur of the Month, Tangelo Live, right next to it. I just wanted to point that out if y'all was looking for it, right there next to the Janet Jackson, Paris Jackson picture. That's my name. All right. Another interesting story. Oh, I wasn't going to do the story. If you guys get a chance, do go to EOTMblog, though, because this week's video was Malachi Paul, a young British kid who was on Britain's Got Talent, and this young boy is 9 years old, and he sung Listen by Beyonce on this show, and I'm now thinking I probably should have downloaded this. It wouldn't be the same. You know, you can't even listen. You have to watch what happens. The nine-year-old goes to sing the song. He gets a little choked up a little bit and has to reset, and then he kills the game, but you have to check it out. His mother even runs on stage to save him. It was awesome. It was really a good video. I had to thank EOTM for sharing that. And you can watch it over and over and over again because they say that this little boy is a true star. Okay, Malachi did his thing, but check that out. But the story I'm really interested in, which I thought was kind of peculiar, is our boy Snoop Dogg changes his name. Now, Snoop Dogg apparently has decided that after after going to, where did he go? After him said Snoop Dogg, after we now know Snoop Dogg is Snoop D-O-double-G. He has his name in every other song he puts out. Well, apparently, rapper Snoop Dogg, during a press conference to promote his new project, Reincarnated, he states that he now wants to be called Snoop Lion. Snoop Lion, that's his new name. Snoop claims that he's always knew he was a Rastafarian, but became more aware of it when he was visiting the priest in Jamaica. So apparently he's went to Jamaica and had become reincarnated into Snoop Lion. Snoop told reporters, "I didn't know that until I went to the temple where the high priest asked me what my name was, and I said Snoop Dogg. And he looked at me in my eyes and said, 'No more. You are the light. You are the lion.'" He continued with saying, "I have always said I was Bob Marley's reincarnated. I feel I've always been a Rastafari. I just didn't have my third eye open, but it's wide open now." So I don't really know what to say, you guys. If he went there and, you know, had this moment, then I guess he got to do what's right. But the question is anyone going to call him that? We are so used to saying the Snoop double G, double, you know, G. Lion. Yeah, I don't know if that's going to fit very well. Well, you know what? We'll have to wait until the new album comes out and see if he can manage to put Snoop Lion in a song. And if he can get ahead and flip it into the, you know, into the track like he does every other version of his song, his name, what can I say? Let it get into it. But he was lastly quoted saying, "I basically let them know that what I want is not that I want to become Snoop Dogg in a reggae track. I want to bury Snoop Dogg and become Snoop Lion." So, hey, maybe Snoop Dogg is coming to a close, and, hey, it's over with. I can't say I've ever bought a Snoop Dogg track, so I'm not that kind of fan of his, but I do appreciate his hustle, and I do appreciate him being innovative because he always finds a way to keep himself relevant. I mean, how many people in the game when Snoop Dogg came out are still on Pussycat Dolls tracks? I mean, Katy Perry had him on her song, California. So, well, Girls, whatever the song was called, California Dreamin' Who cares? Anyhow, and the last story I wanted to cover, which I thought was kind of funny, is our girl Lindsay Lohan films topless. Yes, apparently Lindsay Lohan in her latest film is due to do a sex scene, and so she has to be topless. And so what she has requested of the crew, apparently she felt so self-conscious about being topless. Now, mind you, we're not going to talk about showers in Playboy last year, but hey, whatever. She felt so self-conscious about being topless that she required the crew to take their pants off and do the shoot in their underwear. I mean, really right now? Really right now? I don't understand. But that's what she did. I mean, do you think you would have done it? I mean, on top of that, I think the scene that she was filming was with a porn star. The guy that she was acting with was who does porn. I don't understand. These people in Hollywood can offer ask whatever they want to, and people just seem to do it. And people, you know, who do crew work and all the backstage stuff, they're usually pretty chill guys who are not into the Hollywood scene at all. They're just really coming to do their job, and they're going to head out. But Lindsay Lohan decided that she just couldn't possibly film this scene with everyone having their clothes on. Apparently it says Lindsay Lohan regards filming in the same way with everyone attends her topless scene, needs to be their pants at home. So before she posed in her pretty panties for the filming of her new movie, The Cannons, the film crew was required to drop the trousers and bear their boxers as well. They were down to their underwear, sources tell ABC News. And it's a common thing for a crew to do, apparently. I didn't even know this part. Hold on. It's a common thing to do for the actors to feel less self-conscious. Really? It's kind of from a holistic point of view for the artist's point of view. I don't know. I guess I just don't care that much. But I guess I'm not – well, let's see. If I had to do a full-on naked scene with the whole crew there, if they were all naked, would I feel any better? I don't think I want to see them naked. I mean, I don't – okay, you guys. You know what you need to do? I need to hit this on Facebook real quick or tweet this. So you guys can go ahead and tell me y'all's thoughts about the crew going naked for Lindsay Lohan. I just don't know if I care about her that much like that. But then they are cutting checks. They are cutting checks. The decisions we make. So anyhow, you guys, that would be what's going on in Celebrity Hub. If you happen to get more details and more news on all things Celebrity Hub, you're more than welcome to go to EOTM. Yes, I said it, EOTM blog. Yes, EOTMblog.com. Oh, I'm supposed to have a transition there. Let's not even bother with the transition, you guys. I think this has been a wonderful show. It has been totally amazing. And we can just go ahead and pull this to a close. Oh, I guess you're right. Okay, you know, can we play the transition? Because I have to change energies and get into my parlay energy for the end of the show. Yeah, I'm going to do that right now. Yeah, I shouldn't have said that aloud. Well, then you should have played the transition already. Oh, you guys, okay. We'll be right back after this.
D'Angelo, ticket spot. Hey, what's up? It's your boy D'Angelo, and you are tuned in to the Ticket Spot. Ticket spot.
Yo, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, D'Angelo, and we are finishing up my on-air birthday bash where it goes down. We have had such an amazing time, you guys, and I love it. The only thing I probably would have to say I wish could have been differently is that my beautiful birthday video wouldn't be considered obsolete when tomorrow I wake up. It's such a cool bid, but don't even trip. I'm going to keep them coming. I got a great crew now, and we're going to pump them out. We're going to start pumping them out. Yeah, we pumping them out. All right, you guys, but thank you to all the callers, to all the Facebook, Twitter fans, again, to my colleagues and to all my friends and friends to come. This is not over. So what you guys may not be aware is that I do not only celebrate my birthday for one day. I celebrate it for, like, the entire month, and I have to. I know a lot of people who love to celebrate, so I'm into it. But next week we will have Breaking Point, the cast of Breaking Point on, and oh my gosh, I'm sorry, you guys, this thing is tripping. We will have the cast of Breaking Point on the show, and there's gonna be a lot of fun. We're gonna do interviews and stuff and hear more about this web series. If you wanna go to tiangelo.com, you can click on the left side of the page, click the kicker spot, and you can see more about the Breaking Point. And then also we have another awesome great guy coming up the week thereafter, Q Time, and he has an amazing birthday song for the ladies. And so that's why I have to keep the birthday thing going, because y'all have to check out this track, okay? But before we go, I have one more caller pulling up the rear. We have one more caller, and I just can't possibly leave my birthday bash without making sure I talk to everybody. Well, as anybody as I possibly can. So Let me go ahead and welcome our boy Michael Real to the show. Mike, are you there? What it do?
Hey, D'Angelo. Happy birthday, man. I just wanted to congratulate you on making another year, and congratulations on your show.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm trying to be like Real Urban News when I grow up.
Oh, keep the faith.
Well, I'm only about, 30 years away, so I'm almost there.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, man. That's it. All right,
well,
have a good one.
Thank you to you as well, Mike. Thank you. Mike is a great guy. He's very short and succinct. He's not as dramatic as I am. I think he makes fun of my dramaticness, actually. Could someone pull up some background on Michael Real and tell me what they find out? Yeah. Okay, thank you. So, anyhow, you guys, this has been so real and so amazing, and I've had a blast. But I wish that I could have this moment for life. Yeah, for life. Come on, y'all. For life. And in this moment, I just feel so alive. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. You should see this about wrap it up. I'm surprised they just started playing some music on me like they do at the Academy Awards. You start playing music. But anyhow, you guys, alrighty. Well, I'm going to go ahead and get out of here so I can get into part two of my evening. I know y'all thought that this was it. It's only 8 o'clock. What are you talking about? I'm in California. I know for some of you guys it's like midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. But no, I'm about to go like bat my eye, take a shower, get dressed, and I have early morning. I won't do too much, but y'all have to keep catch out. Catch me on the Facebook. Catch me on the Twitter. Catch me where you with her. All right, you guys, until next time, this has been a great time. Thank you to everyone who called and showed the love. I am humbled. My heart is warm, and I appreciate you all. Until next time, continue, guys, to really live life to the fullest and just live it. I'm gone.
Mr. Boyd, welcome to the Kicker Spot. Mr. Boyd, I'm your host, T'Angelo. T'Angelo.
Why did I have visual?
I was partying to the break of dawn.
How about, so who recorded the video?
T'Angelo.
OMG.
Yeah, it's kind of sporadic.
So, no. Okay, I have a better one. Apparently, I'm egotistical when I talk about myself all the time.
Go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kicker Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.